You're listening to a message from Redemption Community Church, a life-giving church in Westchester County, New York. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or follow our messages online at redemptioncommunitychurch.org. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Well, today we're continuing the series that we started last week called Anxious for Nothing. Come on, how many of you would just be honest in church for a moment this morning and admit there are some things in your life that may be causing you some anxiety and stress in the midst of this crazy world that we're living in right now? Anybody feeling that way right about now? I think many of us in some way. And so we are talking about this really important topic of anxiety in this series. And today I want to talk to you about praying through the pain. Praying through the pain. You know, I think for most of us, when we're in public, we tend to have We tend to project that we're doing okay, that we're having it all together. Somebody asks how we're doing, we're like, yeah, I'm doing just fine. There's our public self, and then there's our private self. And then on social media, many of us can kind of project that everything is good. Come on, how many of you know there's your real you and there's the social media you? But I think many of us, when we go home, we're experiencing stress. We're experiencing anxiety. There are things weighing on us. Sometimes we're having moments where we feel like we're going under, you know, like it's just too much. And what do we do? What do we do when we're experiencing that kind of anxiety? Well, that's what this series is about. And we're going to look at a scripture that's driving us through this series. It comes from Philippians chapter 4. It's a really powerful verse. It's one of my favorite verses. In just a moment, we're going to read it out loud together. But before we do, let me just remind you of the background here. The Apostle Paul is writing to the Philippian Christians, this group of Christians, this church in the city of Philippi, and he's under house arrest in Rome. He literally has a Roman guard with him at all times, and he doesn't have his freedom. If there was anybody who could be stressed out, if there was anybody who was experiencing anxiety, if there was anybody whose future was uncertain, who could feel like giving up on the whole thing and just quitting on God, it was the Apostle Paul. And yet he penned these words. Would you read this out loud with me? Come on, read it underneath that mask, or if you're at home, read it with me out loud. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Here's what it says. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. Some translations say, be anxious for nothing. Come on, let's read that out loud again. Let's say it like we mean it in faith this morning. Be anxious for nothing. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So the Apostle Paul says, in every situation, by prayer and petition. If it's a work situation, we're going to approach it in prayer. Come on, if it's a financial situation that's causing us stress, we're going to approach it in prayer. If it's a relational stress, if it's living through a global pandemic, come on, we're going to pray about it. In every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, we're going to let our requests be known to God. Hey, let's take a moment to put the message into practice. Would you just bow your head? Let's just pray right now. Father, we just come to you in this moment right now. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence that's with us. Lord, we open our hearts this morning to receive. Lord, we believe in faith for you to do something special in our lives today, over the next few weeks. Lord, today we choose to turn to you in prayer, to petition you, God, to bring our needs to you with thanksgiving, in expectation that, God, you are going to work in our lives, and we're going to experience your peace that passes all understanding right now. We receive it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. So, what is anxiety? Well, that's a complicated question with a complicated answer, right? Because it's a complex thing. Anxiety. There's a physiological aspect to it. There's a psychological aspect to it. There's an emotional aspect to it. There's certainly a spiritual aspect to it. And because anxiety is complex, we're going to approach it holistically. Come on, how many of you know that's wise and healthy to approach anxiety holistically? That means for some of us, we need to go get some Christian counseling, and I highly recommend that. Your pastor, I go and get Christian counseling from time to time to invest in my own emotional health. Some people need to be on medication. Some people need to treat their anxiety through diet and exercise. Come on, how many of you know if you're feeling really anxious, you might want to lay off the caffeine? I'm just saying. But we're always going to approach it in prayer. Come on, we're always going to treat our anxiety with prayer. So today we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that spiritual, the spiritual component of anxiety, and we're going to talk about the power of prayer. So again, what is anxiety? Well, how many of you have ever had one of those red lights go off on your dashboard in your car, like the check engine light? Ever had that happen before? Come on, how many of you that adds to your anxiety and stress when that happens to you? You know, back in the day, before we had check engine lights, the way you knew that your car needed to be serviced is it started to make a noise. And some of you would just turn the radio up louder so you didn't have to hear that noise. And we can't do that anymore. Now we get these check engine lights. But how many of you know that the check engine light isn't the problem, right? The check engine light is a signal that there's a problem. The check engine light is a signal that something needs to be addressed. It's a signal that you would be wise to take your car to somebody who knows how to fix it, to somebody who maybe manufactured it, somebody who knows how to address the problem. Here's what I want you to put in your notes today. This is the big idea. Anxiety is a signal alerting us that it's time to pray. Come on, anxiety is a signal alerting us that it's time to pray. It's the signal alerting you that you would be wise to go to the manufacturer, that you would be wise to go to the one who created you, the one who knows everything about you, the one who knows how to reach down and touch you and heal your life. Can somebody say amen underneath those masks and online this morning? That's what anxiety is. It's a signal. It's an alert that it's time to pray. Come on, if it's big enough to worry about, it's big enough to pray about. If it's on your heart, it's on the heart of Father God for you. And so the Apostle Paul says, be anxious for nothing, but in every situation, pray. In every situation, we're going to pray. When we feel anxious, that's a signal alerting us that it's time to pray. So if you go to the doctor and you get a bad report that freaks you out, we're going to pray, right? You got a big decision you have to make and you're kind of stressing out about it. You're not sure what to do. We're going to pray. You get an unexpected bill that you didn't budget for. You're not quite sure how you're going to cover that expense. We're going to pray. Come on, if your kids are being homeschooled due to the coronavirus and you're having to do fifth grade math and you feel like you're about to lose your mind, we're going to. Can I get an amen from all the parents? Come on, parents. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Pray for all the parents. So Paul says, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. You know what our tendency is? Our tendency is to do the opposite. We freak out about everything, and we don't pray about anything. That's our natural tendency. But Paul says that's the time to pray. That's the time to pray. Now, let me just acknowledge for just a moment here that for some people, they don't even know where to start when it comes to prayer. I know I'm just kind of, you know, it's a given. I'm saying pray. For some people, it's like, well, Pastor Jeremy, I'd love to pray. I'm not quite sure where to start. Prayer feels very formal for you. Maybe you came up in a church background where prayer felt like something that professional Christians did. And don't I have to speak in King James like these and thous and oh, most holy Father God in heaven. And you know, I run out of things to say. Well, first of all, let me say this. Back at the beginning of this year, I know none of us can remember pre-COVID time, but back at the beginning of this year, we actually did a series called Pray First. So I would encourage you, go in our website, go to the messages or go to our podcast and listen to that series because we laid down some foundational principles on prayer. But let me help you with this. What is prayer? How do we pray? Where do we start? Paul says this, present your request to God. Now, a more literal translation because the New Testament was written originally in Greek is simply this, let your needs be known. Prayer is simply let your needs be known to your heavenly Father. You take your needs to God in your own way, in your personality, trusting that he's a good heavenly Father, and you let your heavenly Father know your needs. Now, most of you know, I'm a father of three boys. Some of you are new, and you don't know my family as well, but I have three boys, and their pictures there, and each of my boys know how to let me know when they have a need, and they each do it in their own unique way. My oldest son is on the camera over here. He's a freshman. He knows how to get my attention. He'll text me. He'll come to me with a very well-prepared argument. Sometimes he even uses props like, hey, Dad, I'm ready to throw the football. And he's like tossing the football. Like he's very persuasive. And then my middle son, Michael, he's a third grader. Michael's going to make a really great lawyer or like a CEO one day because this kid is tenacious. I mean, he will come at you and he will not give up till he gets what he wants. This kid knows what he wants out of life. And then there's my first grader, Nicholas. Nicholas is the baby. Nicholas has these big brown, like, puppy dog eyes, and he'll just look up at you and blink those, like, brown puppy dog eyes and ask you for whatever he wants, and you just want to give it to him because he's so stinking cute. Come on, how many of you know the baby always gets what the baby wants, right? I never experienced that privilege. I was number 3 of 4. I've heard about this. I've never experienced it. But each of my kids know how to come to me as a father and express their needs to me. And this is what Paul is saying, like, go to your heavenly Father and let your needs be known. This is the essence of prayer. Now, some of you really smart people might be thinking, if God knows everything, if he's an all-knowing God, then why do I have to let him know my needs if he already knows everything? Well, I don't have time to do a full-blown theological treatment of that question, but let me make it really simple for you, because that's what we see all throughout Scripture. We see the people of God praying like it mattered. Come on, how many of you know if Jesus, the Son of God, prayed to the Father, we need to pray? And let me just say it, all throughout the Scripture, we don't see anybody praying prayers like, oh, Heavenly Father God, if you're up there somewhere, if you hear my prayer, if you have time for me, if it's your will, these are my needs. I know you probably already know them, but I'm going to list them. No! We don't see anybody praying like that. We see people praying like it mattered. Like people praying like they believed that God was going to move, like they were petitioning heaven. And that's how we ought to pray. We ought to pray with faith. We ought to pray like it matters, believing that God loves us, that he hears our prayers, that he's for us, because that's what we see in Scripture. Now, I want to show you what the Apostle Peter has to say about handling anxiety. Look at this with me in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 7. Listen to what the Apostle Peter says. He says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. So what do we need to do when we're experiencing anxiety? We need to humble ourselves. Humble yourself and pray. To humble yourself is to acknowledge, I like to be in control. Come on, we're all the control freaks out. Let's just be honest. I want to be in control of my life, Lord. I like it when, you know, when I feel like I can control everything. But God, I am going to acknowledge that there are some things that are beyond my control. I'm going to acknowledge that you are God and I am not. I'm going to acknowledge that, God, I don't have the answer for everything. And so I'm surrendering to you and trusting you with my life. And I'm going to pray. I'm going to humble myself and pray. You know, just this past week, I needed to do that very thing. I was experiencing some anxiety and some stress. You know, first of all, our kids are doing the whole hybrid thing right now because of the pandemic, which means they go to school one day, and it's like, oh, they're out of the house, and it's peace and quiet. Then the next day, they're home. You know, there's like really no rhythm to it, and it's kind of hard pushing a first grader and a third grader through their work from home. Come on, parents, let's just have a group therapy session for just a moment. It can be stressful at times. And then there were some very stressful things happening behind the scenes this week at church, as there quite often is. And I felt overwhelmed. And I knew I just needed to get out of the house and go for a prayer walk. And that's what I did. I got out in my neighborhood, and I just began to cry out to God. God, I'm giving you my burdens. God, I'm giving you the stress. God, there are some things happening in my life right now that I would love to be in control of, but I'm not in control of them. And God, I'm going to trust you. And I started to remember the faithfulness of God. God, I'm going to remember how you've showed up in my life in the past, how you've been good, how you've always taken care of me, how you've never failed me, how you said you'd never leave me nor forsake me. Come on. And then you got to begin to thank him for his faithfulness. Paul says everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Can I just tell you that thanksgiving is the secret weapon? Like thanksgiving is the jet fuel to your prayer life? Because what happens sometimes is we just pray and we worry out loud to God. And don't get me wrong, God can handle that. But I'm going to tell you, something happens when you begin to give him thanks in the middle of it. When you begin to remember his faithfulness, that's where you begin to experience the peace of God. When you remember the goodness of God in your life. Is this helping anybody out? Come on, somebody shake your head out there. I can't see your face. Come on, somebody online, give me some heart emojis or something. Got to get out. Come on, prayer. Anxiety is a signal alerting us and reminding us that it's not time to freak out. It's not time to start overeating and gain 20 pounds. It's time to pray. It's time to pray. Notice what Peter says in verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up. Do you see the visual there? That he may lift you up. Remember, this is the Apostle Peter. writing this scripture, right? Writing this epistle here. This is the Apostle Peter who, do you remember that story where Peter actually walked on water for just a brief moment with Jesus? Anybody remember that story from Sunday school? Jesus goes out to the disciples and Peter, who's full of bold faith, says, Lord, if it's you, I want to get out of the boat and come to you. And Jesus says, come to me. And for just a moment, Peter's literally walking on the water with Jesus. But then he takes his eyes off of Jesus momentarily and he looks at the wind and the waves and he begins to sink. And what did Jesus do? Did Jesus say, Peter, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're an apostle. You've seen me work miracles. Now you're going to drown. No. What does Jesus do? He reaches down and he lifts Peter up. He lifts Peter up. Come on, do you see it here? Do you see it here, church? He's the God who has an arm outstretched to you. And I think sometimes when we're going through a season of anxiety, it's not just the anxiety that we're experiencing, but we're failing to reach out to the God who is reaching out to us. Come on, the God who says, if you'll humble yourself and pray, I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to lift you up. That's who he is. And so just a few minutes, I'm going to invite you to lift your hands with me. We're going to do this very thing. We're going to lift our hands in prayer. And what is lifted hands? What is it a symbol of? Come on, just take your hands right there on your lap and just turn them up like this. If you're watching online, you can do the same thing. Just lift your hands up. You don't have to lift them high. What do lifted hands symbolize? Well, first of all, if your hands are lifted like this, what is this? This is victory, right? I'm thinking like the Rocky Steps in Philadelphia, that statue. This is victory. And this is a sign of surrender, isn't it? This is a sign of surrender. Here's what we're going to do. In just a few moments, we're going to pray. We're going to put this scripture into practice. We're going to practice the message today. And I'm going to invite you to lift your hands. And some of you, you're used to that. Some of you, that's kind of new to you. Just think about cheering for your team. Come on, you've done this before. I'm going to invite you to lift your hands. And for just a moment, we're going to experience both. We're going to experience surrender, but at the same time, the victory of knowing that our good God is the God who's reaching his hand out to us. Amen? We're going to experience victory and surrender at the same time. So what do we need to do? What do we need to do if we're battling anxiety? We have to recognize that when it comes to anxiety, there's a cycle. There's a cycle. And it looks something like this. We feel anxiety, and then we try to be in control. And the more we try to take control, the more we fear losing control, and the more anxious we end up feeling. Come on, how many of you know? There's a cycle to anxiety. Here's another cycle that plays out. We feel anxious, and we don't deal with the real thing that's causing anxiety. And so we start using coping mechanisms so we take our mind off the pain. But inevitably, we have to eventually deal with the thing that we were neglecting to deal with. And by the time we get to it, because we neglected it, we feel even more anxious. Come on, anxiety is a cycle. Am I tracking with me this morning? And so what do we have to do, church? We have to break the cycle. We have to break the cycle. How do we do that? We have to come to a revelation. We have to come to a realization, to the recognition. And here it is. You don't always have the power to control, but you always have the power to surrender. Come on, you don't always have the power to control things. How many of you have discovered this? There are some things that are beyond you. There are some things that are beyond your capacity. Sometimes life throws circumstances at you that are beyond your control. Sometimes we just have to admit that we don't have the answers. We can't always be in control, but we can always surrender to our good God. Come on, we can always throw our hands in the air and say, God, I choose to trust you. This is too big for me, but it's not too big for you. I choose to believe that you are an all-powerful God, that nothing catches you off guard. I choose to believe that you'll never leave me nor forsake me. I choose to believe that you're with me in this situation, and surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Come on, we can always surrender. We can always surrender. And so here's what I want you to do. I want to invite you to stand with me this morning. In just a moment, I'm going to ask you to lift your hands as the worship team comes back. Just stand with me. And maybe those of you who are joining us online, you want to stand up right now in your living room or wherever you're watching, or maybe you're listening to this later on and you want to just lift your hands if you're listening to the audio. But we're going to prepare ourselves to present our requests to God, and everything by prayer and petition. We're going to make our requests known. We're going to tell our Father God our needs. We're going to let him know our needs this morning. Look at this again, 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Look at verse 7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. What are we going to do? What does it mean to cast your cares? We're going to throw them off. Come on, we're going to release those things that are weighing us down. We're going to release them. We're going to surrender them. We're going to let them go. We're going to give them to our good God. Now listen to me, church. Here's what we're going to do. We're not going to pick them back up 15 minutes later. Come on, today's a day of release. We're going to release them and entrust them to God. Church, what are you anxious for today? Come on, what's that thing that you've been carrying that's stressing you out? Maybe it's several factors. I know there's probably something on your mind right now. What's that thing that's overwhelmed you? What's that thing that's made it hard for you to breathe? What's that thing that has felt like a burden that you're carrying around? Come on, we're going to take it to our good God. We're going to remember today that anxiety is a signal. It's a signal. It's a check engine light reminding us that it's time to go to the one who knows how to bring healing to our lives. And we're going to live this out. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. We're going to be anxious for nothing, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Come on, we're going to add that thanksgiving part. Present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Come on, all over this place, lift your hands right now. All over this place, lift your hands online. Lift your hands. If you're listening, lift your hands. Don't worry, nobody's looking at you. This is a moment of surrender. It's a moment of victory. Come on, we're going to cry out to our good God. We're going to let him know our needs today. We're going to trust that he hears our prayers. We're going to petition heaven. Father, we thank you right now that you are a good and loving heavenly Father. God, we thank you that you hear our prayers. God, we thank you that you see us. You know our needs. And Lord, today, in every situation, whatever it is that weighs on our hearts, whatever it is that weighs in our minds, we bring it to you in prayer today. We cast our cares upon you. God, we lift our hands today in a moment of surrender. We release those things to you. We give them to you, Father God. And now in a moment of victory, we raise our hands, believing that, God, you are a good God who hears our prayers. God, with thanksgiving, we anticipate that you're going to work in our lives. We anticipate that you're going to bring healing to us. You're going to bring freedom to us. You're going to bring release to us. And Lord, today we embrace your peace that passes all understanding. May it guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. If you receive it today, would you say amen?
Thanks for tuning into our podcast. If you'd like to connect with us or learn more about our church, please visit us online at redemptioncommunitychurch.org. We hope you can listen or join us next week.